This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Northeast is becoming a key destination for all the sectors like energy and semiconductors. He highlighted that Northeast is the most diverse region of the diverse India and the diversity is the nation's strength. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it's important to develop the Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
आज देश में सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम को मजबूत करने में भी नॉर्थ ईस्ट असम की भूमिका बड़ी हो रही है। बहुत जल्द नॉर्थ ईस्ट के सेमीकंडक्टर प्लांट से पहली मेड इन इंडिया चिप देश को मिलने वाली है। इस प्लांट ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर के लिए अन्य कटिंग एज टेक के लिए संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल दिए हैं।
The Prime Minister stated that the East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region but it's emerging as the front runner of growth. Mr. Modi urged the investors to implore and explore the different areas across the Northeast regions, saying that the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. Prime Minister Modi said that the government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Germany has fully supported India's right to defend itself against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, met with his German counterpart, Johann van Vol, in Berlin. After the talks, the German minister condemned the terrorist attack in India. Mr. van der Vol advocated a bilateral solutions between India and Pakistan, and during the meeting, both the leaders discussed ways to further deepen the strategic partnership and identify the areas of potential avenues. Later, jointly addressing the media, Dr. Jayashankar said that the German government has conveyed their understanding that every country has the right to defend itself against terror. Dr. Jayashankar is on an official visit to Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a review meeting with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu in New Delhi on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in the state. The meeting was attended by the Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Chief Secretary of Andhra Pradesh and the senior officials of the centre and the state. In the assessment, the Home Ministry said that the implementation and the present status of the various new provisions related to the police, the prisons, the courts, prosecutions and the forensics were reviewed in the meeting. The Chemical and Fertilizer Minister J.P. Nadda chaired a meeting with the CDMs of the major fertilizer companies to ensure the uninterrupted availabilities of the fertilizer for the upcoming Kharif season. During the meeting, the minister discussed the ways to strengthen the supply chains, enhance the production capacity and to promote the timely distribution to support the farmers and boost the agricultural productivity across the nation. He said that the government is committed to prioritizing the farmers' needs and the agriculture growth through proactive planning and coordination. The Cabinet Secretariat categorically denied the circulation of the fake recruitment advertisement for 1736 posts of the field assistant online. It said that some reports indicate that the fake admit cards of the alleged written examination linked to the fraudulent recruitment are also disseminated. The Secretariat clarified that no official notification for the recruitment of the field assistant has been issued. It advised the public to exercise the caution and verify the recruitment-related information only through the official channels of the Cabinet Secretariat of the Government of India. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 42 runs in a Kanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 232 runs for victory, the Royal Challengers Bengaluru were all out for 189 runs in 19.5 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a mammoth total of 231 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.